Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Station 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow. Watch them fall.
Sales, if you're the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. That's Landers. They got a wide selection, the widest selection in the entire Mid-South. They got large SUVs. They have small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, all out there waiting on you. The prices started just $29.90, and they have a great team. They have one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to help you with the process when it comes to buying accessories, servicing, all of that. They will get you squared away. Landers is located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
I'm really trying to get to a place where, you know what, I feel like we should give people their flowers. And we should also stop and smell the road. We got 3 hours every day. What are we in such a rush for? You know, we should slow down and just appreciate things.
I try to do that.
God save the queen. Got some news for you. Got some news for you today.
Weird.
we've talked a little bit about it in the last couple of weeks. Moussa Cisse.
Yes.
Who is a top 10 player.
Tell me more.
In the class of 2021. He is, I can tell you, officially in Memphis.
All right.
He landed in Memphis today, as a matter of fact.
Moussa, 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 Moussa. Can you feel it?
Why are you chanting Moussa's name?
Because I feel like soon he will be a tiger.
Oh, is that right?
That's the tubby coming out of me.
Is that what?
Yeah.
No, tubby wasn't getting no
Well,
damn
I know he
Moussa
wouldn't
Cisse.
Get one, but, man, when he locked on to something.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wouldn't
Come on to my recruiting room at my house.
There you go.
Moussa is transferring.
Better chances.
Now, listen, there has to be some kind of backstory, right, with this transfer. I mean, it is just not common. It is not common for kids from New York to transfer to Memphis to play high school basketball. That's just not you don't see it, you know. Yeah, you might see the other way around.
I'm trying to think the last New York kid came here.
I don't think it's ever happened, you know.
No.
I mean, Lester Quinones, you know, I don't, that was for college, you know. I don't think you have seen.
Was my brother Shamel Jones from Brooklyn?
Shamel Jones.
Yeah, that one just came. I had a little bit of John Martin brain moment where my brain went crazy there. Probably Shamel Jones. I don't know if folks remember Shamel Jones or not.
No, nobody does.
Anyway, your point, nobody does it for high school.
Now, I did. When I was in high school.
My boy Shamel.
What was his name, man? His name is escaping me, but he went on to play football at Memphis. His name was Brandon. He was actually pretty good. He was a running back.
Okay.
He came to Memphis from Chicago. I don't know why, you know. Memphis and Chicago, like, are almost cousins in a way. You know, like, you'll usually have, like, family if you're from Chicago and Memphis and mm-hmm. vice versa. You know, you do, right? You have family in Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. There's always, like, some family connection between Memphis and Chicago. But, yes, Moussa Cisse is, and I guess we'll, you know, the idea is he wouldn't be flying to Memphis if he was not enrolled at Lausanne, correct? Like, you're not flying down hoping, please let me be able to get in class. Like, that's a done deal, you know? So, yes, Moussa Cisse is over at Lausanne. And now the question goes from, is he going to go to Lausanne to, is he going to go to Lausanne? And then is he going to go to Memphis? You know, these are the natural questions. And, you know, of course, I know Corey Evans over at Rivals.com had a piece up today about Moussa Cisse, and he says Georgetown is going to be a factor in the recruitment. But you know, listen, anytime, you know, Memphis has somebody in their sort of, you know, their orbit, they tend to get that kid. Mm-hmm. You said 2 weeks ago that you think this is the 2021 James Wiseman.
Well, I think it could be.
In terms of,
I said potentially,
out of towner that moves to Memphis and ends up going to Memphis.
Ends up coming here. We also saw it with Damian Ball. And Brandon Hayes, I think, was your guy.
Brandon Hayes, yes, yeah, that's him. Yes,
I got folks texting
yes.
me saying Brandon Hayes.
Yes,
he had 6 years at Memphis because of the.
He did.
Yeah, if you're Penny Hardaway, you got to love it, right? He's going to be in your backyard. And again, I think this is a situation where you've only got a couple of schools that can handle an international guy like this here in Memphis. I think Lausanne being one of them. ECS obviously did this as well with Skyle Labissiere. And yeah, if you're Penny Hardaway, wouldn't you prefer this guy in your backyard than somewhere over at IMG or some other prep school or even at that school in New York? I imagine, and forget for Penny Hardaway, think about all the other coaches that are recruiting Musa. Yep. And again, you're talking about a top 10 kid, so you're going to have the blue bloods all over him. Think about what they're thinking. I can give you a sneak peek. It's, oh, man. Like he's, you know, Penny, you know, looks yeah. like, because they're thinking James Wiseman type situation too, yep. same way. And so it's a tremendous advantage. There's no question about it for the University of Memphis. And again, just look at how the stars are aligning. We just talked about one of Memphis's greatest needs after this season is going to be bigs. It's going to be, you know, sort of restocking the big guy shelf with James out of here, Precious out of here, Isaiah Maurice as well. Using up all of his eligibility. And so they're going to be in the market for a big. You're going to have one right here, top 10 in the country, in your backyard at Lausanne. How about, I mean, you won't go to the NBA these days. Lausanne, I mean, Skal didn't play there, but he right. got there. Right. Skal makes it. Cam makes it. Musa, you know, top 10. Yep. Most of those guys are the ones you consider the guys got the best chance for the NBA. Lausanne has picked it up on those elite level prospects.
Now. Have they now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I
don't know how they do it when it costs a million, as you pointed out last week.
No, it doesn't.
They get it done, don't they?
It doesn't cost a million. I've been informed by our legal team that I have to say exactly.
I don't want to take you back there.
How much things cost?
That was an ugly scene.
But yes, he is at Lausanne and he's in Memphis, which is good. I mean, the basketball scene in Memphis.
Now what is he? 6'9", 6'11"? Like that's the problem with these recruiting services.
He's one of the.
You looking at that old ESPN? Got him at 6'11".
He's probably 6'10". You know, I think we can just average it out. He is 6'10", you know, and it adds to. I mean, that 2021 class in Memphis is ridiculous, man. It's stacked. Do Brian Chris and Lausanne play each other? Are they in different divisions?
Back in my day, Brian Chris was in the big boy division. Okay. With Christian Brothers MUS and
so
Lausanne and Harding were down, but I'm not sure of that still if Lausanne hadn't moved up.
Well, yeah,
we can check on that and find out very easily.
Lausanne's had some players, you know?
Yeah.
Campaign, you know, at one of them. So I don't know if they've moved up in divisions or
at
not.
At one point, Isaiah was over there, wasn't he?
Yep. Yes, he was.
A man who had a football offer from Alabama.
Yes, he was. And Skal was enrolled there for a hot minute.
What's up with Isaiah? We haven't talked about that story in a few days.
I told you the last thing I got on that, and I'll check on it today just for you.
Are they checking pro?
But yeah, the last thing I heard on it was there's a chance he doesn't even play college basketball. You know, there's a chance that he just doesn't do it. He doesn't.
I haven't seen anything else about visits for him or any. You know, he's on a visit to Georgia Tech right now. Will can, you know, make his decision soon.
Well, he's a very low key kid. You know. He is. He's, you know, you're not going to see him posting a ton on Twitter or Instagram or things like that, you know. So I think that's part of it, A. But B, yeah, I mean, there may not be actually any movement. Like it might just be at a stalemate right now. I know you're really excited and antsy about where he's going.
Well, I just thought for, again, Penny playing the long-term game and looking at depth for those bigs that he, you know, we talked about it when he was here. That he presented something that, you know, you won't necessarily have in your front court in terms of a space eater, an earth mover. Most of your guys are the wiry type bigs, the Musa Cisse types.
Yes,
obviously.
Yes.
He would represent something different if he can get back to that form that he was under Penny Hardaway with Team Penny.
Where do you think Shamel Jones is today?
Probably playing overseas. Did I have it right that he? Did you look him up? Is he from up there?
Yeah, but he didn't go to high school in Memphis though, did he?
No. Yeah, my whole point, we had gotten on college guys. You talked about Lester and Shamel Jones. I remember him being a New York guy. He had the accent.
New York guys that came from there. I'm trying to think. I don't think there were really any others in the Calipari era.
I feel like we're leaving one out. One in particular.
Will was from Baltimore.
Obviously not Will Barton. It's a different accent, that Baltimore accent.
What about Hasheem Bailey? Where was he from?
Mm, can't tell you off the top of my
head. I think he was from Jersey. Do we count that?
Yeah. I guess you could count Jersey, New York, if you want to. I mean,
he's from Paterson, New Jersey.
You pulled that one on out. Not bad.
Big city. What he big city?
Now, we had a bunch of New Jerseys, right?
Yeah.
Just not a ton of New Yorks. But I remember Shamel and that accent sticking out. What I'd forgotten is that he played at Georgetown beforehand.
Yes.
Anyway, that's neither here nor
there. And I think he played with Lamar Odom in high school.
Real?
Yeah.
That was a long team, bro.
Yeah. It was. But anyway, Musa Cisse is now a resident of...
Good news. Good news.
Memphis.
And that good news, man, ain't that news.
And you can go watch him play. That'd be fun. Go to a Lausanne game, watch a damn 6'10 kid dunk on... I feel bad. I don't know who Lausanne plays, but my goodness, it is going to be a long day for their opponents this year because Musa is going to average about 40.
If they're still D2A, and again, I need to check it.
I can look it up right
now. D2AA was the bigger of the two private school divisions. If they're still A, John, and they're laying the smackdown on the smaller private schools, I feel, yeah, that's going to be rough. That's going to be a rough road.
It appears to me as though they are Division 2A.
They're going to be poor Harding and them.
Ugh.
Y'all going to be getting it.
Tipton Rosemark.
Oh, TRA, man, in for a rough road.
Yikes.
I feel like if you get a top 10 kid.
That's the smaller of the private school divisions, Brad. They won't stand a chance, unfortunately, against Musa. Lausanne may be in the where they need to. I don't know what their student population. They may be in. They need to move it up to the big boys. And be in Briarcrest and NUS and CBA.
Because
y'all getting some elite athletes up in there.
I agree. There should be like a promotion and slash relegation system.
When you're getting these kind of quality, these kind of elite athletes.
You at least got to play Kenny
Chandler.
Who is
that? That's my man LaCastro over there. He's probably already working on it. They're moving up to D2AA.
Yeah.
Come on. That's unfair now. Musa's going to be whooping up on TRA.
I mean, they lost to North Point Christian last year, 56-39. Lausanne did.
Oh, my Lord.
That will no longer happen.
No.
I thought they've had some ballers over there.
They have.
But they lost to Northport Christian last year, by how much?
Tuesday, February 5th, 2019.
That's a tough loss.
They've been getting tired of it. They said, we're about to fix this.
You ain't going to push us around anymore.
Yeah, Northport ain't getting us next year.
We're going to get a footer. You know, Tipton Rosemark.
That's funny.
I ain't about to stand for this no more.
Yeah. Well, watch this.
Moose's here. Yeah. You're saying, officially.
Over under 25-12.
For Lausanne?
His average.
Oh, my gosh. He'll average 30 in that league.
He'll average 30?
I mean, 28, 29 points? Mm.
28 and 15.
No, 25. What did you say initially?
25 and 12.
That's probably pretty good.
25 and 12?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That is a lot. That's basically what Austin Nichols did. Remember, Austin Nichols used to absolutely dominate everybody in that when he was at Briarcrest. Nobody could check him. But they lost to they lose in the state championship.
Probably
game.
Brentwood Academy or something.
It was a football player, man, who went on to play. I think
that's a lot. Yeah, well, there's a lot of that up there.
Von Bell.
Where was he?
Maybe that was it. I can't remember exactly, but wherever he went to high school, that's who they lost to.
Okay.
But anyway, Musa Cisse now in Memphis.
Yeah. Lausanne State champion, D2A.
Next story.
It would be an.
I'm predicting it.
Oh,
it would be a. No, it wasn't Von Bell. I'm forgetting who it was.
Yeah, that didn't sound familiar.
I'll find the name though. I'll find the name and then it'll make sense.
Next story.
You know, Steph Curry's a generous man, and he's so generous, John, that he's going to be helping Howard, as you know, historically Black University in Washington D.C. He's going to be helping their men's and women's golf programs get back in. It's been phased out since the 70s. He's going to pay for them to be a Division I program. How about that?
How about that? That is awesome.
So I was thinking, it is. It's a great thing. And Curry's obviously a big-time golfer himself. And in some of his quotes, he talked about, obviously I've made my career and my money in basketball, but that golf's taught me a lot of life lessons, right, about patience and about how a sport you can never be perfect at. It means you can keep striving to be better. A lot of life lessons learned out of that. So I get all that from Steph Curry. And I'm just wondering, John Martin, while he's feeling so generous, if he might, want to make a donation to a University of Memphis basketball program led by Penny Hardaway that, right, outside the Power Five, let's be real, doesn't necessarily have the resources and everything else that other schools in this country have. And I'm just wondering if Steph might want to come help the U of M as well. Its plight.
I don't think so, Jason, because it's a Nike school. So I don't think he'd have much motivation. He's an Under Armour guy.
So the help can't cross shoe lines, huh?
I don't think so, man.
Is Howard really an Under Armour school?
I have no idea what Howard is. But
he just saw somebody that needed help there, and he stepped in and helped, John. I have to believe that. It wasn't because of his shoe affiliation.
Well, I don't know.
Surely we can put that to the side.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, so your campaign, you think Memphis needs Steph Curry's help, huh?
I'll take any dollar Steph Curry wants to give. Yes. Here or anywhere else?
Howard's a Under Armour school, 5-year deal, $75 million shoe deal.
Did it?
Less than that, but yeah.
Shoes. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to, yeah, you know that. You know that politically, that just, that's how it has to be.
Yeah, it's an Under Armour school.
Mm. Corn Elder, not Von Bell. Corn Elder and Ensworth was who they lost.
Ensworth was
Ensworth.
The school.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember. Von Bell, Corn Elder, same damn thing.
Any Under Armour programs around here that we can help get some local help for?
That's a good question.
Like high school? Because I mean, there's like, I don't know what Rhodes is. Rhodes might be Russell or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like historically black school?
Just trying to get some of that Curry money. Yeah, he could donate to Lamoille and all that.
That'd be great.
I get that. That would actually help.
Yeah, that's where you can make a difference.
Is Crichton still around?
Where Scott was at?
Yeah. No, I think they closed Crichton.
Oh, well, they changed the name,
certainly. Yeah, it was something else.
He was at it when it was something else.
Victory.
So, right.
Victory University.
Is Victory still around?
I don't know if it is. I don't know if they're on the armor, bro.
I don't think so.
I don't think they're still hooping in there.
They need it. Maybe he can bring them back.
Well, I appreciate what Steph's doing. Just going to see if we could get any ourselves. It doesn't sound like it. There's no Under Armour schools around.
They closed. Victory University closed in 2014, just so you know. But anyway.
Maybe for my man Sid down there. Now, Sid's straight Nike down there in Southwest, isn't he?
Man, I'm sorry we couldn't find somewhere to spend Steph Curry's money in Memphis. It was a good attempt.
You watch that show, Holy Moly?
No.
Me either. I don't think it's going to. Brad?
Man, gonna keep
did you see the nodding over there?
Yeah.
You love it.
Oh. I hate to even say this. Old corny-ass Brad Carson watches Holy Moly with his 11-year-old.
What is it about Steph Curry that attracts cornball?
Young, Caucasian.
Wholesome?
Yes.
He's wholesome?
First of all, Steph Curry's not Caucasian.
No, but young Caucasians.
Did he say Caucasian?
He said young Caucasian.
Oh,
no,
Brad.
Young Caucasians, like Jake's little buddy group, they're all little Steph Curry nerds.
He's light enough. Maybe that white people
convince themselves
he's white.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I'm not talking about Steph Curry. I'm talking about my son and his friend group here. You know, and that seems to be like an appealing group of students who follow Steph Curry. I don't know why.
The Steph Curry phenomenon to me is very easy to explain, and it's because he is not that tall. He is not that athletic.
Baby face.
He looks young. And he's still awesome at basketball. So, like, if you're a 5'9", 5'10", 5'11", kid running around, and you're not that athletic and you can't necessarily dunk, but you can shoot, you know, it's just somebody to sort of aspire to be, you know. You can't be LeBron, dude.
You all don't have any role models anymore. We've talked about the sort of the death of the great American white player, right?
Well, I think
so you've got to go find others.
Bingo.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be, considered racist here, but we're saying there is no white person for young white kids to look up to anymore.
You tell me. I mean, it's your people.
Tom Cruise.
Steph, better than that, I would think.
Is he? I mean.
Brad's the one telling you the white man loves Steph.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers, you know?
Steph Curry is Jake's favorite player.
Bit of a jerk, Aaron.
Yeah, but you know what? He's great.
Absolutely.
You know, it's lonely at the top. That's that's what Aaron Rodgers teaches you.
I see.
You know, maybe you have to cut out your family.
Again, how do you get to Aaron? We're talking about Steph's popularity.
Yeah.
With the whites.
I told you already. You know, because he's not LeBron. He's not dunking on everybody. You know, also another element to this. Like, have you ever heard Steph Curry talk about politics ever?
No, can't say I have.
I mean, maybe he has.
Not that I remember.
But you can't like recall it. Like, he's never at the forefront of any sort of politicized.
It's not his brand for sure.
Yeah.
And y'all like that.
Well, I'm not saying I like that, but I think Brad likes that.
Don't throw Brad under the bus.
Brad, do you like that?
And if it's something you should raise your hand on, don't throw him under the bus.
Okay,
you asked, so I'll be honest. I don't necessarily like my famous, friendly athlete to be proactive when it comes to social issues.
Oh, that's why you love our next guest, who says the same thing.
You know, I listen to Clay Travis. He is on one of our stations, and he's on this show every week. So, I don't agree with everything that Clay says, though. Let me be clear.
No way you can.
And I don't.
Well, you can take your red hat off.
Well, no, stop. Listen. I think one of the issues we get to, and we get to it on this station in particular, there are shows that do this. I've been on them.
Yeah.
I want to be careful here.
About to go MAGA on us?
No, I am not going to. No,
that happened long
there is
ago.
No making. I ain't going down any of those roads. Weird. All I'm saying, I like being on the sports station.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I think what is true is that people regard.
You gotta be careful here.
No, I don't really think I have to be necessarily be careful, but I do think people, the majority of people like sports to be totally thoughtless. Like, they want to escape from the realities of the world.
That is the fundamental part of it. And you want to get out of that stuff, all your worries and concerns about life.
I agree with that. And that's the feedback I get from listeners everywhere I go.
Yes, because people.
That's the basic.
Yeah, because people are like, okay, well, if I can't turn to sports to get away from it, where can I turn?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, yeah, I think that's what helps make Steph Curry universally likable is that he doesn't really stay. And it just is what it is. Like,
no, but he has beliefs. Like, he stands by a lot of thoughtful things that are forwarding our society.
I think Steph might have said something about the All-Star game. When didn't they move it from somewhere because of like a LGBT law or something?
Oh yeah, and he didn't go visit Trump, right?
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't visit.
They
Trump.
Made it clear he wasn't going.
Yeah, so he's not anti not getting involved like that. You
but
know?
He's just not like you wouldn't necessarily throw him in the group of, you know, absolutely vocal athletes politically.
Exactly.
Like, you just like he's just not. You know, he's a pretty not offensive guy. You know,
and neither is Holy Moly.
Whatever. Yeah. Holy Moly is like the most wholesome damn show on television.
Yeah. That
it might as well be on.
I haven't
you know,
watched yet, but no. That.
Facts.
And I've watched. I cannot. Tim Tebow on LeBron's show. Oh. And he's just. Oh, the guy's called. Yeah. He's just yelling the whole time.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Uh-huh.
Terrible.
So, anyway, did you find a place to spend Steph's money, though?
I've not. We've not found a local Under Armour program that we're going to try.
Okay. And Rhodes is an Adidas
try to
school.
Help some. Rhodes is Adidas as well.
It is.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They have a sponsor, Rhodes?
What? We'll forget it till hopefully.
Well, Rhodes, I mean, they are a Division III school.
Division III, yeah.
You know, I mean, somebody's got to provide the uniforms, you know?
I guess.
So how about, you know, Hurd? Does Hurd need any money, man?
Hurd? I don't think so.
Okay, you think he's good on that?
No, I think they're good.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on if you find anywhere for stuff to spend.
I will.
Next story.
All right, I have one more before we go to break. The Los Angeles Lakers are apparently working out two Grizzlies, or two former Grizzlies. I don't know how you'd describe them. One of them is Dwight Howard, and the other is Joakim Noah. Joakim Noah is going to work out for the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, which is interesting. There is a guy on Facebook who messages us every other day and asks, where is Joakim Noah? Like, this guy is going to be devastated when he finds out that Joakim Noah is not coming back to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Joakim made a huge impact on in such a short time on the city of Memphis.
He was good here, though.
But the truth is that, yeah, like, it's actually a great story. You know, he took a couple years off, right? Comes back with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I remember Giannotto wrote a great column about his comeback and how he was training with, like, Gabrielle Reese or somebody, you know, and her husband or somebody like that.
Yeah, you know, and he played okay. Like, he looked like a serviceable rotation NBA big man.
Yeah.
And I think for the Lakers, which is exactly what they're looking for, you know, is he going to score, you know, 18 points a game for you at this stage in his career? No. Is he going to be defensive player of the year, Joakim Noah, that he was once upon a time? No. But what he can do is he can absolutely provide some valuable minutes off the bench, you know, and make plays for you, you know, defensively, whatever. And I think be worth whatever you would have to pay him, which was nothing, next to nothing.
If he can stay on the floor. That's the issue for him at this age. The way he plays as physically as he does and all the screaming and flailing and all that stuff. Well, at his age, right, the way you play, there's a tendency, and clearly it already does with age, but to wear on you negatively. And that would be my question with Joakim. You get him, yeah, he's intense for the short time you usually have him. And so hopefully for L.A., if he does end up going out there, it's going to have to be a bunch of load management, that kind of thing, to have him at the right time, which is what it's regular season won't even matter.
Yep.
It'll be playoff time for Joakim Noah when it matters. So if you're going to get him, you're going to have to be careful with him during the season because with the way he plays, you know, he can't stay intense for too long.
Right.
It just ends up breaking down on
you. But they wouldn't necessarily.
But I like the fit better, the temperament,
I agree.
Kind of stuff. He seems like he'd fall in line for a championship knowing he's that close. Dwight Howard, Jalen made the point this morning, I have less – belief that he would be willing to sort of fall in line because you're to that point, you're talking about a Hall of Famer with Dwight Howard,
yep.
Who's done it his way, who's been a Laker before,
yep.
And yes, he may understand when he's signing, you're a piece of this, right? You're the part you need to get a championship, but when it comes to LeBron telling him what to do, AD saying, man, sit back down.
Yep.
Dwight doesn't seem like the guy's going to sit there and take it, so I would think Joakim more fits along those lines. He'd
yes.
be more willing
Agreed.
To sort of fit in.
We were talking about New Yorkers who have made the basketball trek to Memphis.
Yeah.
Tresan Burrell,
TB. Should have. That's the one.
Yeah.
Many times we talked to him. Know that accent very well.
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of. It was the one we missed.
Karan was from the Northeast. He was from New England, but not New York. He's from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, he's like a UConn guy.
Yeah, yeah. So he is. He does not count as from New York. So they did. They did try to get Lance Stevenson.
I remember.
You know, back in Josh's first season, but he ended up going to Cincinnati. But I think those are the guys. Shamel Jones, Trayson Burrell.
I mean, we had Barclay and DeJuan from New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. I mean, it's all kind of
OG.
Jersey and New York are really close, but you know they would tell you that they're very different, even though they're secretly not that different. You know, but whatever, they're not the same. So. Anyway, we'll come back. Clay Travis is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Antonio Brown. We will talk to him about Kyler Murray, some NFL, some college football. That's all up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Hi, honey. Just picked up the kids. First week of school done. Maybe we celebrate with Chili's 3 for $10. Windows up or down, Sammy? Yeah, they love the crispers. And hey, sweetie, let's practice food later, okay? Thank you. All right, got it. Riley, stop holding your breath, buddy. Riley! Okay, love you. See you at Chili's.
It couldn't be easier with Chili's 3 for 10. Starter, entree, and drink, always just 10 bucks. With your favorite entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers, our Just Bacon Burger, and more. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday around this time, we talk to Clay Travis. He's here now. Clay, what's going on?
So well, how are you guys?
Everything is good. So if you were advising, if you took on the case of Antonio Brown and you were advising Antonio Brown as he's filed yet another grievance against the NFL, what would you advise Antonio Brown to do?
Put on a helmet, shut up, and go play. I think this is a bad look for Antonio Brown. The math on this, I believe I'm correct. I think there's 2,880 players, something like that, mm-hmm. who are currently on NFL rosters, 32 times 90. And 2,879 of them have been able to play with helmets, even if they don't love those helmets. And I'm not saying that Antonio Brown – his concern over the helmet doesn't have some legitimacy. I think Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and other older veteran NFL players have all said that they don't particularly like the new helmets either, but they've also decided to play with them because ultimately you are obligated to follow the rules. And so I think this is really strange behavior by Antonio Brown. I think the Raiders on some level have to be thinking, what in the world did we do giving this guy the amount of guaranteed money like we did, near a little bit over $30 million. I think these reps matter with Derek Carr as the Raiders get ready for the first week of the season, which will come against, I believe, the Denver Broncos. If you watch the Broncos play last night, Bradley Chubb got off the ball pretty fast. And, oh, by the way, they've got a pretty good defensive line already that was on that team. And so I don't feel good about the Raiders' ability to click on all cylinders if their best players aren't all playing together. Timing is a huge part of the season, and I just think sitting out the entire preseason, particularly for a wide receiver joining a new team, is hard to justify.
There's no way, though, that he actually ends up walking away. I mean, I know that's sort of been thrown out there, and he's come out and debunked it. But, you know, you always wonder with a guy like Antonio Brown, who's as volatile as he is. But there's no way he walks away from $30 million guaranteed, right? Like, he's got to play.
Not only that, I mean, I don't know where he would get that. He's an incredibly talented player. But how many other teams would be interested in paying him if he walks away from this contract? So he's 31, I believe, so this is probably his last contract. The number of, you know, 33-plus wide receivers who make tremendous strides in the league and make a huge impact is relatively small. And I think that this is, you know, his last chance to really make a big payday. And what's troubling, I think, if you are trying to analyze Antonio Brown's behavior, as I think most fans are, is he got everything that he wanted. He got traded. He got to go to a new team. He got to go to a team that basically praised him to the high heavens of how excited they are to have him. And yet he's still unhappy, and he's still making really, I would say, outlandish claims and decisions. And so if that's the case, like, what do you want, right? Like, what is his goal? And I think that's the biggest challenge that probably Raider management is facing, but certainly even people out there who are drafting for fantasy football, they're like, man, this dude is really, really talented, but do I really want to pull the trigger on him? And I don't know the answer. I'm not going to take him. I'm just a little bit nervous about how he's going
to
perform.
Yeah, we talked to Channing Crowder, obviously played the game last week, and his point was Antonio's like a high-maintenance wife, right? Off the field and everything else, you're going to have to – there's going to be a lot there. But once you get him on the field and the production, it's all going to count, and you'll be happy with what you get. But my argument to that, Clay, would be, is the production really worth it for the Raiders? Because you hope it's production that puts you over the top, right? Well, the Raiders aren't in that kind of situation. So the only thing they're really going to get out of this in terms of this guaranteed money to Antonio Brown, because they're not going to the playoffs or anything else anytime soon, is sort of that litmus test for Carr. And that's an expensive litmus test to find out if Carr is the guy, right? I mean, to pay, you could have gone a cheaper route. I just think it's already a mistake for the Raiders.
Yeah, look, I mean, we know how good the Chiefs are likely to be as long as they keep Patrick Mahomes healthy. And we know how good the Chargers typically been.
Yep.
With Phillip Rivers, who's getting up there in age. But if you look at Drew Brees and Tom Brady, he doesn't seem that old, right, in the context of those guys. And so
They're not close.
I mean, look, the Broncos are young, and Joe Flacco is now their quarterback. We'll see how they do. But I don't feel very good about the Raiders in the AFC West, you guys. So I think that's the challenge. Like,
exactly.
Even if the payoff is great for Antonio Brown, what does it get you to? 7-9, maybe 8-8?
Exactly. Yep.
And I think that's probably even a high. I think they're favored in 3 games coming into the preseason, you know, kind of as we move through, get projecting to what's coming. So I just think it's a tough spot to find yourself in.
Zeke, you saw Jerry Jones's comments. It feels like Zeke saying and having the agent say, "Hey, we feel disrespected," is just their way of trying to gain any little leverage they can, right? Is that the way you took it?
Yeah, I also think it's probably better to just be quiet. I mean, I don't think there's very many people who feel like Ezekiel Elliott was disrespected there. Look, I mean, he got a 4-year, $25 million guaranteed contract when he was drafted in the first round. He's got 2 years left on his deal if the Cowboys decide to exercise the option on his 5th year, which I would imagine they would. And if you compare, let's say, what Zeke has made, $25 million roughly, with what Dak Prescott has made, $2.5 million, I think it's kind of hard to argue that Ezekiel Elliott's being treated unfairly when his quarterback has made a tenth of as much money as he has, and his quarterback's contract is up at the end of this year, whereas Ezekiel Elliott still has 2 years left on his deal. So everybody wants to focus on Zeke because he's holding out, but to me, Dak Prescott has a lot better reason to be holding out, a lot more justification if he decided to go that route. And the fact that Ezekiel Elliott is sort of the guy who's arguing that he's underpaid, if I'm Dak Prescott, it's striking me a little bit wrong because I'm saying, dude, you've made $25 million. I've made $2.5
million. Yeah.
If you think you're underpaid, then God knows how much I'm underpaid. I just don't think Ezekiel Elliott's in a very strong hand here, particularly because got a guy you guys probably know pretty well out of Memphis.
Yep.
Who is performing at a very high level. And there's almost created now this James Conner, Le'Veon Bell situation where I think fans start to root for the underdog. And if this guy continues to perform at the level that he is, then at a small fraction of the cost of what Ezekiel Elliott would make, I think it kind of creates a little bit of a mess for Zeke deciding to sit out.
Now, you tweeted, I guess it was last night or earlier this morning, a point that I think is true, and it's that the running back position has become diminished. You know, you see franchises so reluctant to pay big money to running backs, whether it's Le'Veon, Ezekiel Elliott, the list goes on and on. Why has that become the case?
Well, I think what they've realized is if you told me, hey, you can have a top five quarterback or a bottom five quarterback in this league, you pretty much know what your overall NFL ceiling is, right? You're not going to be very good. The difference between a top five quarterback and a bottom five quarterback as starters, so 27 to 32 versus 1 to 5, is seismic. It's the difference between a team that's contending for a Super Bowl and a playoff bye and probably winning a division and a team that is just awful, right? Doesn't mean that the top five quarterbacks every year are going to be great, but they're going to put you in position to make the playoffs every year. If you told me, hey, you can have a top five running back or you can have a bottom five running back, I don't think it really impacts the outcome that much of the overall league. So I think an easy way to sort of analyze this is the difference between the best starting running back and the worst starting running back in the league is probably not that substantial, whereas the difference between the best starting quarterback and the worst is massive. And so I think what's happened is, from a salary cap perspective, and I mentioned the James Conner, Le'Veon Bell, even look at what happened in the playoffs last year, C.J. Anderson coming in and outperforming Todd Gurley, there's just not very much difference at the running back position. And when there's not very much difference, it's hard to justify paying anybody a premium at a position where, frankly, it's hard to distinguish between the best and just an average player.
It's true. And then you tweeted, I got to ask you because I was watching as well, Kyler Murray against the Raiders. Now, it was a preseason game and, you know, whatever, he's a rookie quarterback. These things are probably going to happen. But you didn't seem to come away from that too encouraged about him.
Well, I think the question is, how much do you judge a preseason game? We opened the show today talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and how awful he was. And people say, well, you can't, it's a preseason game, you can't judge it. Well, then why do we play the game? Right? I mean, like, the only thing you can do is say, well, this is a somewhat, you know, regulated snap. It's not practice where it's hard to really judge for certainly any average fan. And so I think you have to react to preseason NFL football, and with the caveat of, look, it's not a real game, but you certainly don't want your franchise quarterback to come out like Jimmy Garoppolo did last night and go 1 for 6 for 0 yards passing and an interception. And you certainly don't want the guy that you hope in Kyler Murray is your franchise quarterback that you traded away another first-round quarterback for and that you made the decision to go dive in and grab a brand new coach as well, just to fit him, to not pan out. So I think there's a reason for nervousness anytime a quarterback performs poorly in an NFL preseason game. Young quarterback, like if Aaron Rodgers goes out and plays poorly, I don't think anybody's like, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is finished, or Tom Brady or whatever else.
Right.
But if you're an unproven quarterback and you go out and have a bad game, I think it's certainly fuel to use to analyze pro or con the future of that quarterback.
Got Clemson on top of the AP poll, just like the coaches polls the first time for Clemson. Do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to again be the story in college football this year against Clemson?
Well, I think there's three guys that right now to me would project as top 10 quarterbacks. And Trevor Lawrence is obviously one that projects as a number one potentially overall quarterback, but in 2021 as opposed to 2020. But if I had to focus on three, I mean, first of all, quarterbacks are going to be the focal point.
No doubt.
But I think Justin Herbert, I think Jake Fromm, and I think Tua, given the fact that they're all playing at pretty decent expected teams, Oregon, Alabama, and Georgia, those are three in conjunction with Trevor Lawrence. I think you can toss in Jay Patterson at Michigan and Justin Fields at Ohio State as guys that and certainly Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma. As what did I name, like seven or eight guys that to me are, you tell me how they do, and I'll tell you how this college football season is going to go.
I think it's each of the last 4 years, a team that's outside the preseason top 10 wound up in the college football playoff. If there's a team for you outside top 10 right now that does that again this year, so for a fifth straight year, is it an Oregon, which I think is, what, 11? They'd be right outside. Anybody else for you?
Well, I think you look at who's going to win a conference, right? Mm-hmm. And so I believe Texas and Oklahoma are both in the top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So let's take them off the equation. Alabama and Georgia, obviously, in the SEC. Michigan, Ohio State in the Big Ten. Clemson, I think, the expectation in the ACC. I think Oregon's a good one in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. I would even expand it and say I think there's multiple teams that could be in the mix. Utah is a team that I don't think is getting a lot of attention, but I think they're going to win. The Pac-12 South, and even the fact that they're in the Pac-12 South, whenever I say it, I have to pause, be like, wait a minute, they are in the Pac-12 South, right? The North is obviously going to be very competitive between Washington and Oregon,
right,
and maybe Washington State. I mean, I think those teams are the best in the North. But the South, SC, I don't think is going to be that good. UCLA, I don't think is going to be that good. I think Utah is the best team in the Pac-12 South. So if you want a real outlier and a team that can make a run, there is one. Otherwise, in the SEC, I don't really see it. I think Florida is probably overrated at mm-hmm. 8. I don't think A&M is going to suddenly surge in and win the SEC West. So I think you'd be hard-pressed in the SEC to find one. I don't think anybody can contend with Clemson in the ACC. They just have a different caliber of talent.
No doubt.
So I think the area where maybe a surprise team would come, unless you want to jump in and say, hey, maybe Penn State, they're going to have pretty good talent. They're replacing a lot. Maybe that's a team out of the Big Ten you could point to. Maybe Nebraska, if everything went perfect, because they're in the weaker of the division. Schedule's not brutal for Scott Frost in his second year. Those are teams that I think you could take a flyer on.
Clay, Kylie Jenner makes $1.27 million per post on Instagram. How much does Clay Travis get per post?
I don't think I've ever gotten a dollar. And I've fallen apart here. I don't know the difference between Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner.
Oh, man.
But I know the Kardashian older sisters, but the younger generation, I just haven't I haven't gotten plugged in on. So it's wild to me. I mean, I saw a stat that terrified me. The average person spends 27 minutes a day on Instagram. The average person in America today spends 17 minutes reading. So the average person, people, and reading on Instagram doesn't count.
It's right.
Like my kids trying to get credit for reading, you know, the Dog Man books. You know, it's like, I read 40 pages today, Dad. I'm like, yeah, you read 400 words. So that's scary in a large context, that the amount of time that people spend on something like Instagram, just kind of mindlessly flicking through, looking at pictures of people pretending their lives are all better than they actually are.
Yeah. Clay, how can you help our listeners today?
Go to the Home Loan Expert. Rates are crazy. 30-year mortgage rate down now to 3.6%. It's insanely low. 15-year rates even lower. A lot of people can save a bundle, hundreds or thousands of dollars by refining if you go to thehomeloanexpert.com. Right now, again, that's thehomeloanexpert.com. Get hooked up in a hurry. My guy Ryan Kelly at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Clay, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, cool, man. I'll see you.
Yep, he is Clay Travis. That is the peril of Instagram. It's just like everybody is just trying to show you how great their life is, or at least put off how great their life is, you know? And it's just a facade most of the time.
I feel like I feel like the white man should know the difference between Kylie and Kendall, that that's part of it, isn't it, John? Don't at some point you got to know? Because one of them's about to overtake the older sisters.
Yeah, Kylie.
Kylie.
Yeah, she's got
she's
the makeup line and all that stuff. Yeah.
I feel like that's a little bit of white-on-white crime, and it's sad to see.
Yeah, certainly so. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
How often do you say you love something? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and I love selling real estate. And I love doing these ads. There's nothing like helping someone find their dream home, whether it's their first home or their seventh, or get them through the complexities of selling their current home. The creativity in writing and doing these radio ads is similar to the personalized marketing programs I design for each client. This often includes using the Shellbucks option. And people ask me, what is the Shellbucks option? If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, I advise people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let me be one of them. Find out how my strategic and creative marketing program can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, because people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. And I'll be happy to tell you about the Shellbucks option.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, 2 locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night, Mike Hoste. Saturday, Bluff City Backsliders.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. They've got you covered from headlight to taillight with fast and friendly service. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
At FedEx Employees Credit Association, we specialize in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. We have a full suite of products and services, including savings and checking accounts, personal, auto, or business loans, mortgage and home equity loans, and investment services. FedEx employees, please come take advantage of this great opportunity to service all of your financial needs. Join today. Visit FECCA.com for more information. This credit union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Thinking about selling your home but don't want the stress of getting it ready for market? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis, no obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Sell your home for cash today. investor@livelovememphis.com.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward.
That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And know the spirit of the party starts to come alive until the day is dawning. Can throw out all the blues and hit the city.
So we have a big event coming up this weekend.
Night.
This Friday night, as a matter of fact. We have at Rec Room on Friday night, 6:30 p.m. I believe is the start time for it.
Correct.
We have the, it's delayed, but the third annual, it's not really annual anymore, but like the third ever 92.9 FM ESPN Madden tournament. It's at the Rec Room. And you know what? I mean, we have an advertisement going around right now where you can listen to it, and I say, watch Jason run the Smash Mouth offense, and then you excitedly say, yeah, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to win the whole thing.
It doesn't exactly go like that, does it?
But behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting across from a man who, when he looks in the mirror every morning, feels doubt. Every morning that Jason Smith wakes up, he looks in that mirror, and he says, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can play in the tournament. Don't you, Jason?
No, I don't say that. What are you trying to trigger me? This is some Grant Williams, Schofield talk here. You trying to get, I see what you're trying to get under my skin. No, I'm calm, cool, and collected about this.
Uh-huh.
I don't look in the mirror every morning with doom and gloom. I look at it as an opportunity, John, to come out of retirement and on Friday to show you so-called gamers that have been doing this year after year after year, that all it takes is a basic offense, a smash mouth offense, one invented years ago to still win on Madden.
Okay, so
I go into this very confident, John. You once again, you have miscast me and my predicament.
All right, so let's bring Brad in here really quickly, because we'll be honest with you. We are hosting this, and we really hope you guys come out, because it's always a honestly, an unbelievable time.
They got specials out there.
It is really fun. Like, it is a really fun time. Me and Jason will be hanging out.
And we're just going to promise them that you're not spitting your shots on anyone this time, right?
Because I'm not drinking.
I've heard that's happened in the past.
Yes, I'm not drinking.
That brother's maturity, we've leveled up.
Yes, I will. I can.
This will be a classier Madden tournament.
I can guarantee you that I will not spit out. It was tequila.
That was on my man Daniel's girl, huh?
Well, yes.
Yeah. I've been told about it.
She was caught in the crossfire, for sure.
Well, it wasn't her fault.
No, it was not her fault, But it rarely is, you know? Sometimes there's just collateral damage. That's nobody's fault, right? Just the way it is.
But you're in a new place.
I'm in a new place mentally, physically. Certainly not going to be spitting any kind of shots on people.
Good idea.
I will be throwing downfield shots with Antonio Brown, catching them joints, doing the signature motorcycle dance in the end zone. However, Brad.
Yes.
What is the circumstances, and what are the circumstances around Jason and I's participation in this event?
My understanding, because we have Bennett Doyle, who used to be the producer of this one wonderful show.
Yeah.
We have Connor Dunning from our marketing department. They are fronting our whole entire effort behind
the
this
brains.
Massive event. The brains behind the event, exactly,
because
we need it. And so we have a 16-person bracket that has been assembled. The chart is at Kinko's now, getting printed off for a large-scale wall hanging that we will be writing the names of our 16 participants on.
Official. I like
one of those participants will be a bracket winner from y'all. So we've got Jason in there. We've got John in there. This is my understanding. We have a couple other participants who will play in to get that slot to get into the tournament to get their butt whooped by the real players of the bracket.
All right, so we're playing a play-in game.
I prefer that, actually. I was a little bit worried about me taking the Bears from someone who could take them and win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, particularly if I got to the latter rounds and fell, there could be someone that's better than me that could take the Bears, right, and win with that championship defense they've got. And so I like this, because if I don't make it through the play-in, one of those 16 will obviously have a team that's ranked number 7 in the ESPN's power rank.
And it might just be y'all, the two of you, battling to get into that bracket slot.
Then that is going to be an absolute bloodbath.
See, I wish you'd told me that before, Brad, because I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have trained at John's house for this.
Oh,
I wouldn't have given him any indication where I am in my comeback.
It's not very far.
Have you tipped your hand on what type of offense you generally run?
I think I've tipped my hand on everything because not expecting to play it. That said, guess who's coming to play for me?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Guess who's coming to play for me to play John Martin in this play-in? Because I bet you he's not one of the 16, but he should be.
Oh, no.
And I want him to do it in his denim shirt.
Oh, no.
Jonah Jordan, champion. Memphis Madden, champion. Did you see him the other day? What was he watching? And I've heard, too, that behind the scenes, he eats John Martin's breakfast every time they play. And you talk about looking in the mirror and being scared, brother. That's who you don't want to see is Jonah Jordan in his denim shirt that night, Friday night.
This is at the Rec Room Friday night.
Play for me, Jonah. I'm recruiting you to play for me. This dude wants to make me the butt of your joke that night. I can tell. But I've got other plans. I'm recruiting Jonah, your nemesis, to play for me.
Wow. Interesting strategy there.
Jonah, that's your way into the tournament.
People may say that's cowardly. On your part.
I've been retired. I'm 42.
But you were just talking a big game about coming out of retirement.
It's all part of the show, John.
Jason and I might be playing Tecmo Bowl on the other side.
What do you think about
in the little Christian tournament?
Yeah. What do you think about Jason's idea here?
Okay.
I think it's fine.
I think if you have a ghost player.
Besides, aren't we hosting?
Yeah.
Right.
You got stuff to do.
Part of host duties, John, I'm not sure if you're aware of, but part of host duties is actually getting on the microphone and actually hosting the event. You know what I'm saying, John? I know that's typically not your thing. I kind of run with that myself. But that night, man, they'll want us on the mic as well. And so, John, in my time, while Jonah's beating you, I'll just be on the mic. Oh, baby!
That's
what we need from me, and that can be my role that night.
Yeah, okay.
Pulling for Jonah.
Do you remember the play-by-play the last time we did this? Didn't we have...
That's from Earl Hardin, by the way.
We had Hasseltine or somebody on the mic doing live play-by-play of this event in the championship round. It might have been Jeffrey Wright or
somebody. I think that might be my role. See how we flipped the script on you, John? You started this segment. Jason going to come out of retirement. It's going to be a fun night watching him bust his tail, and we flipped it on you. Now you're the one got a little fear in you about Friday night, no?
No, I have no fear at all.
You better hope Jonah Jordan says no to me.
I have no fear.
Yeah. Your nemesis, the man you can't beat.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Oh, it will on that night.
Today is the last day to get into the bracket. If you want to sign up to qualify to get into that bracket on the website.
I'm excited about this. Excited about this opportunity.
You know, the reason why I'm playing in this is because I know it's going to drive attendance. I would say it's probably going to increase attendance by 65%, the idea that I'm playing in this event, because there is nothing...
You ain't hard knocks.
There is nothing more people want than their opportunity and a chance, just a sliver of a chance to unthrone me, to dethrone me and unseat me as the Madden champion in Memphis. Unofficially, I declared myself the Madden champion.
Yeah, I don't know how you've done that.
Well, I just did it. And I know people want that chance. So attendance will be 65% more than it otherwise would have been if I were not playing in the event.
Paper champion.
Hey, as long as Antonio Brown is on that team.
I really hope Jonah accepts my invite.
It'll
be a fun night.
Hey,
More intense that night.
Tell you this.
Won't be any jokes from John that night.
I really hope Jonah accepts your invite too.
How many times
he beat
you?
Otherwise, it's gonna get ugly.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna get ugly.
I'm gonna text Jonah after this segment is done and let him know.
Well, hello there. That is what I am going to do.
You talking a lot of trash, Admiral Schofield.
That is what I am going to do. Unfortunately, Jonah Jordan does not accept your invite. So
why wouldn't he? It's his chance to get into the 16 and
I don't know,
the rest
dude,
of the
he
city.
He has a real job. I mean, who knows?
Well, it was Tiger football Friday night?
Yeah, I don't know. They might be in Lambeth.
Their game is next week.
Well, hello there.
But anyway, you can register at 929ESPN.com.
Yep, that's the sign up. Everybody's welcome to come out. It's free.
Please come out.
Yeah, we have not finalized anything.
See me laughing at John.
I have the trophy pickup tomorrow.
Okay, so there's going to be a trophy and some other stuff.
Rec Room prizes.
Listen, I don't want to win. You know, it's not something I want to do. I want to lose. You know, I want somebody else to win the prize, and because you know I win by being around all of y'all. That's the real victory. You know what I mean?
Jonah has texted me. The word has gotten out. I didn't even need to send the message via text. He heard my call. It was like sending out the bat call. It was a sleeveless denim shirt. That was the call. And Jonah heard it, and he is going to be a part of this on Friday. You got your work cut out for you now. Jonah, thank you. We're going to do this together. Put him in his place.
I'm not tripping.
Thank you, brother.
But he has to wear that shirt, though.
I already threw that out. I said he doesn't need to wear it. I was joking, messed around about that picture that was not flattering out there on
social
media.
But what was that shirt?
He had clearly pulled up the sleeve.
But why? What was it? Like, was it a denim shirt? We're going to have to get him to clarify this on Friday, like what kind of shirt he was wearing.
I don't want you to put it back out there because it looks like some Czech and Olympics material, and our listeners will get a little rabid if they see it.
Yeah.
So, Joan, I want to protect you. We're not going to put that back out there. You will not have to wear it Friday. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, Tony.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.